What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Raw Talks. I want to share with you some things that are going on today with the business. So to kind of set the stage, I have, for this week, we showed no profit. Okay, this was the first week in over 2 years that this business has not shown a profit. And mind you, in that 2 years, we've gone through COVID, and we've gone through shutdowns, and we've gone through lockdowns. And all of those times, we were still able to pull a profit. And this is the first week that we have not, okay? And I want to, I mean, and so I just want to shed some light on kind of the reality of what running a business is like, and some of the things that we're actively doing to try to overcome this, okay? So we lost 8 people last week, all right? So to put that in perspective, 5 of those were lost from moving, okay? So there's an inevitable amount of people that you will always lose, and there's a level of attrition and retention that will always be down because of moving. And that's to no fault of our own, okay? But just imagine 5 people a week, you were to do that every week, just multiply it by 50 for simple math, that's 250 people a year that you have to replace, okay? And that has nothing to fucking do with you at all. That's just moving, okay? And like, that is a major fucking thing. We had 2 people for financial reasons and 1 person for scheduling, or no, the other way. 2 people for scheduling, 1 person for financial. And all I hear there is if it's financial, then like, yes, some people are dealing with hardships, but the reality is it's generally masked by the actual reality of what's going on. So I said, all right, so let's go ahead and what's up with these 3 people? We looked them up and I was like, I bet you they haven't been contacted in a long time. And sure enough, we look and both of those people, 2 of those people had not been contacted in more than 2 months. And with that being the case, why the fuck would we expect anybody to stay at the gym if they hadn't been contacted in 2 months? The issue is that we have followed up with them very consistently week after week after week with no response on text. The next was we call but no answer. We discussed today about going on Messenger, adding them as a friend, but they don't have Facebook profiles. And so these are all the barriers that are in the way right now for trying to decrease our retention or our attrition, increase our retention. And so we keep digging because, all right, well, like, well, what's the like, they obviously didn't find the program fitting or they fell off, like motivation fell and we weren't able to keep them. And so it got into this big discussion about on-ramping, okay, and what to do when you on-ramp. And so what we do, we have our challenge, 42-day challenge, 6-week challenge, and we bring you in, you do the challenge, or we try to convert you onto our annual membership. Those are our 2 options. The issue is that the on-ramping has been inconsistent. When you start, you get 3 one-on-one sessions, okay? And this is where the disconnect was, and this is where I want you to understand how fickle this can be and how aware of every single step you need to be in this process at all times, at every freaking minute of the day. What was going on here is that the one-on-ones somewhere along this line were perceived as for beginners only, okay? So they were kind of framed in the discussion about, hey, we give you one-on-one sessions, but immediately people associate one-on-one with like personal training. And personal training is generally for people who, like, you know, they're just starting out and they want to lose weight and stuff like that. And not everybody has that goal. So people kind of write off what the benefit of a one-on-one session could be. But if you talk to somebody about what they want to accomplish, not about what you offer, okay? So instead of just when they come in rattling off everything you do like a walking brochure, you just ask them, what do you want to accomplish? What are you looking to do? Okay, so let's take, for instance, somebody who signed up yesterday who was, they're a little more advanced. They weren't interested in meal plans. They weren't interested in taking classes immediately. They just wanted open gym, you know, a little more time under their belt, and they just thought that they could handle everything. So this one has been in the past now assume that they don't need one-on-ones, okay? So this is an issue on the sales team that was addressed today. And just understanding as a company as a whole that everyone can benefit from one-on-one attention, but you need to frame it and talk to the person in the language. You need to speak to them where they are. If you have someone who is more experienced and further along in their journey, learning how to do a squat may not excite them. They may think themselves overqualified for that. Therefore, they don't want to do that because they don't want to feel held back, and they want to feel as if they've already graduated from that level. And if they're on a meal plan or they don't really feel like doing anything like that, it's not that you don't need to eat right. Like, just chalking it up to, okay, well, we don't need to help them with our nutrition, or okay, we don't need to help them with our fundamentals. It's a lack of skill to understand that you need to speak to somebody where they're at. Okay, if somebody is talking to you at their level as far as where they're at in their fitness, their nutrition, you need to communicate those things back. Okay, so for instance, in this person, he wanted to progress in his fitness, okay? And so maybe the fundamentals weren't right, and maybe the meal plan wasn't the verbiage he wanted to hear. Maybe that wasn't the language he wanted to hear. But maybe add in 20, 30 pounds on a deadlift. Maybe add in 20 pounds onto a snatch. Maybe decrease in body comp to where you can get that 6 or 8 pack. Those are the things where he may understand, but may not be. Those are the questions he's trying to figure out, okay? If he's not ripped up and have an 8-pack, if he isn't packing a 500-pound deadlift, those are areas that can be improved upon. So it is your duty to understand where you are, or to figure out where they are, assess where they're at in their journey, and then give them one step ahead. Lay that carrot just right in front of where they are going so that they understand this is for them. Okay, if you don't communicate to somebody like that, while if you look at all, zoom out and now say, yeah, we give one-on-one sessions to everybody. We start with a 42-day challenge and then you move on to our annual product, our annual membership. While that is the path everyone takes, it needs to be fluid and consistent and on point with whatever that person wants at that point in time and wherever they are in their experience level. And that's what makes the difference, okay? Bringing somebody in and giving them a PVC and working with them like on how to just do a strict press while they want to learn a power clean or a jerk or a clean and jerk, that person, while they're going through the same framework, is going to be hugely disconnected. They're going to think they're overqualified for that facility, and then they're going to leave and go somewhere else that's going to challenge them and speak to them in that language, okay? They're going to look around and see who is right in front of them and go with that company, all right? And so having the team on board and understanding that this needs to be fluid. We have the framework, we have the foundation laid, but we need to make sure it's matched to where that person is and speak to them at that level and one step ahead. Okay, so I think that's where a lot of the skill set comes from, being able to identify where somebody is and talk to them in that language. And look, that's the difference between signups, losing 8 people a week, and getting people converted. Like, that is the game, okay? And those are the nuances and how detailed you need to be, because that's how fickle people are. If you give somebody something that they don't think they need, they're going to write it off immediately. It's your job to understand that you need to communicate in a way that connects with that person on an individual level. Okay, there is no one size fits all. Everyone has different likes, different wants, different necessities, and you need to communicate those very clearly to them or they will write it off. Okay, I can't tell you how many times, like, I'm studying some kind of business material and it is so easy to check out when an example is given about a different industry. Okay, in the beginning, I used to just skip over those things. I'd be like, oh, well, that doesn't match me, but that's bullshit. The principle works across all industries. You need to understand that, like, watch the hands, okay? It's not exactly, if that example was about like a plumber, while I'm not in the plumbing business, there was value given there and there was things that I can take away from it. But the common, population doesn't take that extra step and actually watch the hands. They don't see what the magician is doing behind the scenes. They don't understand to dissect the principles and the frameworks that are successful across all industries, across all fitness and nutrition goals. they only see what, well, that's not my exact thing, and so that doesn't matter for me. It won't work for me. And the fact of the matter is, it will work for you, but in our profession, in any profession, you, it is your job, if you want to be successful, to learn how to communicate to somebody where they're at, because you need to take that job and do that duty in order to relay those things to where it makes sense to that person, okay? Because if you can't make it make sense to that person, then you've lost it. You've lost the sale. They're going to leave, and they're going to leave because you didn't do your job to communicate that to them properly, okay? So anyway, that was a big thing that we're dealing with today. Honestly, that is as raw as it gets as far as admitting that this was our first week that we have not shown a profit in 2 years. Granted, we did bring on a marketing director, so our team did grow, but that's no excuse. We lost 8 people last week, and that's fucking, that's not okay, all right? And that's the things that we discussed today to start to overcome some of these obstacles as far as onboarding and learning how to communicate to somebody one-on-one so that that message is handled or received properly, because every person needs individual attention, okay? And if you don't give that individual attention to that person, then they will find somebody that does, or they'll find somebody that they think will give them that, all right? So anyway, talk soon. All that I need. All right, guys, I hope you found value in that. That was Raw Talks, and that was today's episode. If you did find value in that, and you know somebody else who is also a growth mindset, A player looking to just like crush the world and just thrives off momentum, then please send this to them, because I want to continue to grow this tribe. Like, y'all are my people, and I feel I've lived in isolation long enough to know that that's not where I want to be anymore. And I'm thinking, if you are where you're at, you probably feel pretty isolated. And let's just build this tribe together, straight up. Like, send this to some people, let them know that look, this is me, this is how I feel, and let's go on this journey together, okay? So anyway, hope you liked it. Please share it, and we'll talk soon. Later.